Blog Talk Radio.
Sex, magic, and pedophilia. Let's talk about
exactly. And I'm just going to open up the energies and the vibrations because I've been going through some shit today. There's some hater raiders that was trying to block the moment. So I call in the name of Oasis. I call in the name of Lucifer to open up the pathways and break the bondage and open up the ways that I can and we can and we all can get to the root of pedophilia and the energy. I have hater raiders that try to block. I have hater raiders that try to stop money, but you can't stop shit because you think shit motherfuckers. So, let's get it started just to open up the pathways. Okay, so basically I just want to open up to say Jason J of Law and Order, Kevin Spacey, British motherfuckers, Jeffrey, the Epstein motherfucker. We even had the motherfucker that was with the subway doing pedophilia, the ritualistic of it, even the sucking of energy. We're gonna get to the root of this fucking energy and what it's really about. Did it come biblical? Did it come from the Greeks? Where in the fuck did it come from? Because in the fucking Bible, it says such and such was 13. It says such and such was a child in the Greek energy. They were having anal sex. Where does it come from? Okay? What I'm going to do, if you don't mind, I'm going to hit this caller to see exactly what they have to say. Then we're going to open it up. Is that okay?
Yeah. Don't forget, really quick, just to promote the services, we got Oomph Energy Readings for the LGBT community. If you want to get a past life recall, you want to know more about some salvation, come to me. And then you might, or most likely, you're going to need some Soul Mountain. So after you get with me, then I'm going to pass you on to Lucifer, and you get some real Soul Mountain, and you learn about real Luciferian energy. So that's what's popping over here at Rayward. So don't forget, after you talk to us, make sure you book those services.
On the real, real. Let me get to this first person. Hey, caller, how you doing this evening? What you have to say? Hello? They're not on the line, so I'm going to hang up there. Next caller. I'm just clearing out the callers. Hello? Hello?
I'm still here.
Can you hear me? Hello? That's interesting. Okay, let me clear out the people. Man, let me get this one more person. It's very interesting. Okay, well, I had to clear out the line. Let me make sure. If I cut you off, just call back in, okay? Just a moment. Hi, hello.
Hi, hello. Hi, Marion.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to talk to you. I know the show that you're doing is about pedophilia. Let me just tell you something. I don't know if you study the Kabbalah. I know about I used to research MKUltra a lot. I used to be very deep into a lot of the stuff that they do. And a lot of the pedophilia, it comes from the Jewish magic. And I'm not going to go too deep into it. And I'm talking about the white Caucasian Jew energy. I'm not talking about the black Jews, because we have our own magical systems. The white Jews stole it from us. But I'm talking about the energy that they do. There's this thing where if you molest a child before the age of 5, it will have an effect on their kundalini. And it goes up to their brain. It was this white woman. And YouTube took the video down. It was this white woman, and she was a Jew, and she snitched. She was telling everything. She said how they did the experiments, where they were doing it. Area 51 was one of the areas. There was other areas, and especially in Washington, D.C., and that's where the missing black girls were. But they're doing a lot of these experiments on black people. They're sex trafficking them. They're using them. And the reason is because Jews know that black people have carbon. The carbon and the melanin in our skin can be used to manifest. So when they're trying to do these rituals, like effeminize our black men and do a bunch of other stuff, they'll cannibalize. What they do is, by cannibalizing black people's flesh, the melanin goes into them, and they're temporarily able to have our powers. So that's why they sacrifice black people. And they do the things that they do. But one of the things they do is they'll molest black children, and one of the things, it makes the children gay. That's one of the plans. And by the way, I'm being myself. I have nothing against black people, but I'm just keeping it real. Like, I got to keep it real. So it's nothing against gay people. I just got to tell the truth, because that's what spirit is telling me to do.
Okay.
They've been abusing black people, and what they do is they'll plant them in the entertainment industry, and they'll program them to push certain agendas towards black people. So that whole thing with, for example, I love Beyonce, but I got to keep it real. Jay-Z, I know Jay-Z beat Beyonce bad. We're not even about to keep it real for a second. Like, he's definitely his hands on her at one point in the relationship. Okay? And there was even a report, and I don't know if Beyonce's paying the media to cover it up, but I think the father knows that Jay-Z put his hands on his daughter. So the father had to go to Jay-Z, and it was a report. It's online now. You can look it up. And Jay-Z's father was like, "You touch my daughter again, I'm going to kill your ass." He had to let Jay-Z know, "Don't touch my daughter. Don't put your hands on my daughter." But here's the thing. I think the father is her handler, and the father gave her over to Jay-Z. But that's some old stuff. So Beyonce is one of them. I love Beyonce, but I got to keep it real, and I got to tell the truth. Something's off about her. I see her with the butterflies. I see her with the Masonic checkerboard floor. She got the Masonic Eastern Star energy. She got all this stuff going on. So she's definitely with the agenda. Nicki Minaj is another one. Nicki Minaj is very big on the pedophilia agenda, and she purposely markets herself towards kids. Why does she have her panties out and her butt out, but she got the whole... She got candy in her video. She got the pink colorful wigs. That's all to attract children. And why is she talking about some Barbie? Like, that's all meant to attract children so that they
fall
into the agenda.
That's a great fucking point. That's a great fucking point right there. Okay, but thank you for that. But I'm going to come back around on that in a minute. I'm just going to get the other callers. But thank you for calling.
Oh, it's fine. I love you, Queen. Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller. Hi, how are you this evening?
Hi, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Good. What you have to say?
Oh, my God. I'm just really interested to hear what you have to say about all of this. I have a family member who is... he wasn't a Freemason, but he told me that he was in the Masons, and I just he never wanted to talk about it, of course. And I just always wondered. He's very close to me, And I just wonder if there was something that was done, because there's an energy in my family, and I just don't understand what it is. And I just wonder if he did something, and he won't tell us what he did.
So are you asking, like, in reference to pedophilia or him being in the Freemasons, and you believe there's been some work done towards the family under that energy?
Yes, ma'am. Because I won't say that I know for sure, but I wouldn't put it past the organization to have pedophilia be involved. You never really know.
Okay.
And I just don't want to say it for sure, but I want.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so thank you for calling. We're going to address your issue and the previous issue. So thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, of course.
Thank you. So, Rahel, this is how I'm going to start it off, because I had named some names, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to reference what the first caller was stating about the Jews. And they're actually, I believe, is the Orthodox Jews that actually do the pedophilia. And I remember looking at something a while back. I seen it on Facebook. In addition, I seen it on YouTube, where they had talked about the Orthodox Jews putting their mouth on boys' penises and having oral, okay? They cut that shit out real quick. And when it was roaming around on Facebook, they cut that shit out real quick. And when I heard this shit on YouTube by this individual, they went and demonetized his channel, okay, based on that energy. When the person spoke about it, they said, well, you know that yada, yada, yada is ran by Jewish people, and they didn't want that energy to come out. And I found what the first caller was stating that was very interesting, which is going to connect into the Freemasonry and the alleged reputation, the alleged rumors, the alleged Pizzagate, the alleged energy that the person was also talking about with Nicki Minaj. It all ties in together, okay? So I'm going to mold it there, and I'm going to bounce it off of you because I'm going to say some other stuff, but I want you to respond, or what is your input in reference to, especially what the callers were saying and some of the connections. Because one of them even got into Beyonce, which is very interesting. And I've had conversations behind the scenes about the energies of Beyonce, the energies of her father, the energies of even Jay-Z. So I'm going to kind of push it off to you for a minute. So what are you thinking?
I just find it kind of interesting that a lot of times that we find these kids, but these kids are found, and they're found in church. And a lot of these kids are found within the black church. And it's like these children are very talented. Even looking at, I was doing some reference today, and I guess there's a guy named David Icke. He kind of speaks a lot about these issues, but he was kind of talking today about just different things that goes on, some of the organizations that you name, that they all find children. But I guess I'm looking at whereas, a lot of this starts off in the church. So, you know, I know we're looking at he mentioned like the Masonic or the Masons. I'm not pretty familiar on that information, but I can speak from the experience of being in a black church. And seeing it go down in a black church is just a little bit different. And it was really covered and hushed. But in the last 10 years, I would say we found out a lot about that. First being with the Eddie Long situation. And then there's some rumors that's going around about some of the singers in the past. I think like James Cleveland allegedly. And I'm just kind of trying to figure out what's going on in the black church, because I know me personally, you know, I'm for a certain type of energy or issue or to protect a certain type of people. And I think that if these issues go on in black church,
and this is what we use as a form of, I guess what we would say is magic, or that's where we get our strength from. Is that is that a ritual, or is that something that's done regularly to program a person or to get a certain culture of people to act a certain way? So I just kind of was kind of pondered on that, because I know he mentioned Beyonce, but my mind tends to go back to the alleged Aretha Franklin. Like, I'm going to be real quick. I don't want to go on, but I just found out something that it was told that Aretha Franklin, she had a baby when she was 14 or 13, or she lost a baby. But it's just different rumors. These rumors don't just pop up. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out on that side. And I don't know if that side could be connected to, you know, some of the sides that he's mentioned, but I mean, that's my first time hearing some of the information that he said, and just looking at it from a perspective, it seems like it could tie in together, and I'm just trying to figure out that part.
Well, what is very interesting about what the first caller, even the second caller, what they were stating, now I'm going to start from the root, and it's very interesting that you spoke about church, and we have to start back to the Roman myth. Or the Roman church, okay? Now, but let alone, we have to, again, I talk about the Bible. And people not peeping in the Bible, it talks a lot about incestuous children relationships. Some of the girls were actually young that they were having sex with. And I went back to even the Greek energy. Okay, and when we talk about the Kabbalah, which is the Kundalini energy, or the magic of the planet energy, and the Kabbalah, which is connected to the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, and it goes back to dark matter and dark energy. What he was saying is that the white Jews came in and twisted and turned it and made it actually demonic and perverted, not to disrespect the Jews, but the first Jews were black. So I'm going to talk about my people as what they are, because I am you and you are me. So within that alone, when you bring in the white Jews, which they brought in a whole other perversion, okay? And then we talk about pedophilia. But what was very interesting is that I'm going to also talk about when I have looked on the dark web and I've seen pedophilia at its finest. And it was horrible to see, because you see where little girls, they treat them like grown women, and they throwing cum on them. They have them making have oral sex. They're having children have sex with each other. And the bottom line is that let's really get down to the root and the energies of pedophilia, because you talked about the black church. Well, shit, in the black church, let's go all the way back to the motherfucking Color Purple. When they were telling you the what's up, when the daddy was fucking on the daughter, but the daughter is a child, that's pedophilia. And they was doing that shit left and right back then in the churches. But let's also dig deeper and talk about in the churches the fetish of putting little boys in dresses and shit. Okay? Let's talk about if the pastor has a certain energy and vibration, but he's preaching that shit among his church people, then on the sneak have a whole room of boys that they having sex with, okay? Let's really talk about the ritualistic energy that they're pulling from the innocence of boys, girls, and children. What is the manifestation of pedophilia? Because then you have white people who get down. Okay, and the bottom line is this: let's not leave out the motherfucking women, because now we have more women being pedophiles. But people forget that back in fucking slavery, that the Irish women were up there fucking on the little black boys. Are we forgetting? Okay, so that shit is like a domino effect of DNA. So again, it starts with the lemonade people first and what they pushed upon us. Then after that, it made its way into the churches. Then you sit up and wonder why you have a Nicki Minaj. But then let alone, let's also talk about the energies that goes on in Haiti. Let's talk about the fucking missionaries. Let's really talk about how when I get certain clients and they sit up here telling me there's hella pedophilia in Haiti, And then I have to tell them, well, did it come from the missionaries? Because that's not a normal practice. Did it come from the colonizers? But the real energy is, what is the magic behind it? Like the lady brought up the Masons. But the Masons go all the way back to even Egyptian and African energy. But what else is embedded in that, that there is ritualistic energy in there that they use children? To be quite honest with you, in the fucking 80s, I remember kids were getting kidnapped left and right like a motherfucker. Okay? And to be honest with you, was it ritualistic energies going on with them children being kidnapped and stolen and being sexualized? For example, like I received that email and the motherfucker targeted my children. I'm going, we're going to do yada, yada, yada. Well, motherfucker, that's your sick mind. Who are you that you're focusing on children and melanated children? Okay? So we have to go back. And what the fuck was really going on in these churches? But then, let alone, can we go back to Catholic churches where there was molesting boys like a motherfucker? Like, what is it? And in the church, when are we going to talk about when the plantation owner during Sunday time was up there molesting the boys and the girls? Okay? So where does it really come from? You have plantation owners fucking on children. You have plantation owners selling boys. So what are you thinking about what I'm saying? Hello? There you are, just technical difficulties. The caller.
See here. Hello?
Hello? Oh, you've been on hold for that long? Hi! How are you this evening? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
I can't hear anything.
I can hear you, hello?
You can hear Leah?
Hello? I can hear you.
Is it Aaliyah you can hear?
I can hear you.
Okay, so I can't hear anything. I can't hear my phone go out. Okay, so... if you can hear me, my name is Aaliyah Holland. I'm the author of a book called A Little Lynch, A Drug-Ordered Kidnapping. And I wrote this book in 2013 because, I have a nonprofit organization, it's called Hill Network, and so many people will come, over 300 women were coming to me that their children were being kidnapped by CPS into family court, and all of these children were ending up in child porn, and then my child ended up getting kidnapped in 2012. From 2009 to 2011, various women were coming to me. I was sending them to their state representatives. I'm out of New York City. I'm out of Brooklyn.
Okay.
I was sending them to various politicians, and nothing was happening. They would come back to me. All of these children was ending up in MK Ultra child sex porn. Now that I, 5 years later, now that I've been researching, I'm going to various all over the country. I started going all over the country. I started Kelly Rutherford's Children's Justice Campaign because her children were a part of that MK Ultra program where they're stealing the children, doing trauma-based mind control. Behind the scenes, they call it re-education programs. They're doing sex on these children. They're doing sodomy on these children. And they, and they're inducing mental illnesses, the Manchurian candidate mental illnesses. is rampant. It's an epidemic. I connected with Keith Harmon Snow. He wrote the book, Worst Interest of the Child, about the children being sex trafficked in family court. I connected with Dr. Lori Handahan. She was the top expert on sex trafficking for the DOJ. And when she wanted to do a whistleblower, they stole her child and inducted her child. Her book is called America Trade and Child Rape. When she wanted to talk about how nothing is being done, like the Pentagon had 5,200 employees that were into raping children, into child rape, and all the new MK Ultra programs. After from 2009 to 2013 when I wrote the book, and then from 2013 to now, all the new MK Ultra programs has been transferred to CPS and Family Court. I'm trying to put out a book like within the next couple of weeks. It's called the Family Law Court, CPS War on Black Children, and it talks about surviving Family Court, MK Ultra concentration camps and their programs, and I break down how the different programs is ran. Like how they just make up false allegations, like how they frame black men to planting drugs on them, they planting crime on millions.
Can I ask you a question, just to interrupt you 1 minute? So let me ask you a question. What do you think about the concentration camps of the immigrants, the immigrant children, that some of them are coming up sexually assaulted? What do you think about that? Because I find it very odd and very suspicious. And the separation of
that's a war tactic. That's a U.S. war tactic that was actually taught to Hitler. It's a book called War in a Week, where Hitler was a Manchurian candidate for America. To me, I feel he was a social experiment and a test run for black people. And what that first caller was talking about, the Kabbalah energy, the Hitler and Aleister Crowley being best friends, and George Bush and Wall Street funded Hitler's operation. Prescott Bush, the fathers of the Bush presidents, they funded Hitler operations. Hitler was a Manchurian candidate. And I think that all of that testing was a prerequisite for what they was about to do with us, the eugenics and the things that they was about to do on us. But definitely they it's a program called School of Assassins. Ever since I found out about this, my father was an MK Ultra, so I think this is like a divine purpose for me, because my father, you know, when he used to tell us about the Illuminati back, I'm 44, when he used to tell us about the Illuminati and them, he was sexually assaulted by the priest in the black church. My grandmother sold him up. My grandmother was very rich. They had farms. Back then, they had $250,000 equipment when we was children in the black family, you know. And I think my grandmother sold my father up for wealth. And if you research it, a lot of parents was doing it for wealth, to be, like, put on, to be given farms, to be given money. And, because America joined forces. Remember, all white people wasn't white before 1940. And they were like, yo, if you join forces with us, to exterminate the black people, we'll give you wealth, we'll give you everything. That's what Kathy O'Brien talked about when she talked about her father had a sixth grade. Her father had a sixth grade education, and he was given millions of dollars for her to be raped. Then there's so many authors that speak out. They just killed Tracy Twyman the other day last week. She wrote the Mind Control CIA Sex Slaves, Mind Control, CIA Sex Slaves, Mind Control. They killed her last week. And she wrote about all of these, like all the programs went underground. If you remember, they called it Project Paperclip. All the MK Ultra program went underground, but the sodomy and the rape are war tactics on children to split their mind to make them Manchurian candidate. Dr. Colin Ross wrote about it. It's called, in his book called Bluebird. The Bluebird book is about $200, but he wrote a second one called CIA Doctors. It's the same exact book as Bluebirds. So what they do is they're raping the children and sodomizing the children to put them in a sunken place. Okay, the blacks is going to be in a sunken place, but the white, they're trying to make the superior race. Remember, that was Hitler's eugenics. The superior master race and the slave race. We're supposed to free into slavery. So they could turn us into either super predators with sodomy and rape, or they could turn us into slaves. If they turn us into super predators, we're going to go to jail. We're going to be that have control of us anyway, because we're going to be misfits of societies. We're going to be the ill of societies. That's going to be the justification for killing us on the news. That's going to be like the guy that just killed the black woman in Louisiana that was like started the African American Museum. You know, So they creating a Manchurian candidate. They're creating super predators, and it's millions. Okay, so the children at the border, that's just what America do. I've been trapped in this system from since 2009. I'm not telling you, everybody was coming to me telling me this from 2009 to 2011, 12, and then my son got kidnapped with the help of his father. And they have a whole system inside a family court where millions of white men get off from raping children if they don't go to jail, if they assist with the trauma-based mind control program, and they hide them in custody disputes. They hide them in all these fake, fake programs they have in family courts. Yes, all of the programs are trauma-based mind control MKUltra. So the children at the border, they have a program called the School of Assassins, where America went around. Yeah, it's a program called the School of Assassins. Is mimicked after Hitler program called Education of Death, where they rape children and sodomize children for power and control and to weaken their mind and put them in a sunken place. If you Google Mark Knott, he's a deprogrammer of sodomy. Mark Knott, deprogrammer of sodomy. And he says sodomy
so
involves the mind of possession.
So let me ask you a question before I interrupt you. As you speak about that, and you're from New York, or you're from the East Coast, right?
Yes.
So do you think that Dr. York, who had the same issues and was accused of being pedophilia and sexual assault on little boys, because some of the boys grew up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them boys are in the conscious community, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have various issues, and a lot of his followers, some of them who ride for him, would say it never happened. That's a lie. The government is lying. But Dr. York was able to create a community from New York into Atlanta. Do you think the government
Dr. York
was behind that? Okay. So
my father was.
So?
Mm-hmm. I believe that no human being in the world, no black person, will ever plead guilty to sodomizing and harming children in that heinous, hideous type of way. We would take it to trial, and we would blow trial if we had to. So I believe Dr. York did do that. And then for the fact that I'm a registered nurse for 24 years now, and if you, the type of herpes that Dr. York had, the children were infected with. At first, I didn't believe him because, Jay-Z was a follower or all of Dr. York teachings and practicing. Dr. York is out of Marshall Project. Yeah, my family grew up with Jay-Z family. My aunt and Jay-Z mother used to mess around from when I was a baby. I used to be at Marcy Projects in Jay-Z house from when I was like 8, 9 years old. My aunt used to be checking for Jay-Z mother. They was like undercover lesbians back then. I'm 44 now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that whole Dr. York, I believe he raped those kids. They into that Aleister Crowley sex magic. When you rape a boy at a certain age, you harness their power. All of that first caller was dead on. You harness their power. MK Ultra is psycho voodoo. It's all voodoo. It's all it's white. Let's call it white. It's white Satanist voodoo. That's what MK Ultra is. Because you're brainwashing, you're doing rituals. White people is big in satanic ritual abuse. I actually was on a campaign for a little boy named Jonah Reef. The courts was helping the satanic ritual abuser. Google Jonah Reef. We went to Kamala Harris. This was back in 2013. We went to Kamala Harris. We went to all of these different politicians and all of these rape rings in the
It's big. It's so I'm not scared no more. I paid $1,000 for a deaf coach because when I first got into this, I didn't know what the hell I was getting into. This shit was crazy. It's big. It's, if you Google my name, Aaliyah Holland, I went to the mayors. I got videos on YouTube how they, because they was just raping
can
the shit out of these kids.
So, can you spell your name?
Aaliyah
so
is A-L-E-A-H. And Holland is H-O-L-L-A-N-D. And you,
okay.
I have a video on Aaliyah RN. I always go by Aaliyah RN because that was, you know, that's like a tag name I always use for the last 20 years. And my organization
okay.
is called HealFamilies.org. You can find the books and stuff there too. But they was raping the shit out these kids. And everybody said to me, that's why I fucks with you. You is the shit. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing it how you doing it. Because I'm from the Christian background, right? And
okay.
they raping the shit out of these kids. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on. So I started going to the ancestors. I started paying for, you know, to get some answers. I started doing some work because I even did a couple of, like, I could ask God, like, to kill people. And they was just dropping dead. People in this movement that was trying to harm me, threaten me. This one guy named Al was talking about he going to side with, like, the predators and stuff against me. And I put his name underneath my shoe, asked God to kill him. The day he was supposed to show up to court was the day he died. And before I came from this old Christian shit, trying to do this old Christian shit, praying, fasting, trying to break these curses and shit, I didn't know what was going on. And only, even, it's a girl on, she said, Aaliyah, only until you came into the movement. Now, Google anti-pedo crusader. When I started talking about the rape rings and family court, Aaliyah Holland, anti-pedo crusader, 2014, 2015, I was talking about Pizzagate and Family Court and CPS. I was talking about Pedogate. They had a whole community. They had a whole COINTELPRO community come after me. I started doing what you be talking about. People started dropping. Okay? But when I was, you know, trying to figure out what the fuck Jesus was doing, he wasn't doing nothing. Allah wasn't doing nothing. I'm telling you, what you doing work. And my husband is Haitian. He's a Haitian Jehovah Witness. He's not even a Jehovah Witness anymore after we've seen what's going on in the courts and how the churches is involved, the politicians is involved. It's like if you see, it's like you got to be down with raping children for power. It's a book called Eaters of Children. I'm reading all of these books now and getting connected to all of these books because this is, I'm experiencing it. I've met over 10,000 MK Ultra victims from 2009 to 2017 because I stopped dealing with that community. It's a lot of Manchurian candidates. It's a lot of activists, A-C-T-O-R. It's a lot of Stepford activists. It's a lot of Rosemary babies. It's and these people are out in the forefront pretending to be protecting children. And they actually setting children up to be raped. Most of these hotline numbers is fake. All of this suicide hotline, that's to capture MK Ultra victims when they want to talk. I peeped this in 2009. I was referring people to the suicide hotline because people, you know, people talk about killing themselves. A lot of people killed themselves. I'm referring them to the suicide hotline. The suicide hotline redirects you back to it's like special divisions in the police department, like SVU. SVU is the number one sex trafficker of children in New York. It refers you to, yes. And then when I started researching, the white woman that played on SVU, her mother was down with Anton LaVey. They all Satanists, and they all MK Ultra.
Yes.
It's a book by David McGowan. Yeah, Programmed to Kill. All these is in another book called The Black Awakening. It's a white guy talking about the law, and his name is Russ Dizdar. The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, because they call their Manchurian candidates, they call ours the Sunken Place, and theirs the Satanic Super Soldiers. But they just do SS for Hitler, SS Super Soldiers, but they satanically induced. And he talking about, yo, black people need to wake up. The law enforcement is filled with these ritualistic killers. that they love blood. People are like, oh, they got blood on their hands. They blick out. These vampires love the blood on their hands. And only our, exactly, only connecting with our power and our melanin and working with people like you is going to get us through. Because when I, like I said, for the first 4 years when I was calling on Jesus and going to church, no shit, nothing wasn't happening. And once I started doing other things behind the scenes, things started working out. But yeah, they is the family court and CPS is where all the new MK Ultra programs are at. Children getting kidnapped for not doing vaccines, getting kidnapped for homeschooling, kidnapped for birth because the government want. And then they after that those indigo children, those special children, you know, some people call them rainbow crystal children. Like our children are born with certain marks on their bodies. So our indigos, they have like certain birthmarks on their back. They have certain markings on their skin. And the people in the hospital unit know that. So they want to quickly pump them with vaccines and blow out their brains. Voodoo vaccines, I call them. They want, and Tuskegee vaccines. I'm an RN for 24 years. They want to quickly inject these children with these vaccines and blow out their brains. You know, then they want to pretend like it's a normal disease. We never had autism in our community until a vaccine schedule changed in 1986. I never heard of no damn autism in my life. My grandmother had 10 kids. One of her kids had 15 kids, and another kid had 15 kids. We ain't never had no autism. And my grandmother was the homeless shelter for the community. I wrote a book called Beat. I talk about everybody lived with us off the street. All different types of characters and stuff. I ain't never heard of autism. It's the vaccines, and also it's in the antibiotics when, like, these little babies is born and they transfer them to the NICU and stuff like that. So people be like, oh, my baby didn't have a vaccine, and it was like that. The antibiotics is blowing the baby brains out, too. So, yeah, but I just say this shit is deep. It's, Epstein is a good catch. I'm telling you, we've been doing prayers and not prayers, but I hate to say magic because I'm not supposed to be. You know, I like to keep my shit a secret now. I do. I like to. But we've been doing magic behind the scenes, and we've been asking for the heads to fall down. The Clintons is next.
Okay.
They want to. They go to Haiti under these fake missionary program. Laura Silsby. Organ harvesting, goes to organ harvest and sex traffic, 33 children in Haiti, was released from Haiti from the Clintons. We knew about this since 2010, that they was down there organ harvesting and stuff, because my husband is Haitian and his mother was down there doing a real missionary program, you know? And
so
they, Laura Silsby.
Okay.
Laura Silsby became the head director of Amber Alert in America. After they went to get her out of jail, they put her as the head of Amber Alert. She was convicted and charged with sex trafficking 33 children. Laura Silsby, she changed her name to Laura Gaynor, and they put her as the head of Amber Alert. That's how they fuck with us. That's how they mock us. That's how they desecrate us.
So what do you think about what's going on in Mexico with Haiti and some African immigrants that are in Mexico in a concentration camp, and they just had they was trying to interview this woman that was trying to bust out of this concentration camp that's in Mexico. So what is this connection with Mexico and the America? But then they have a whole concentration camp there with Haitian people.
Well,
and
America,
okay.
America and Mexico with that El Chapo and the drug dealing, we've been in bed with them for a long time on the underground. Robert David Steele, the CIA agent that talk about them eating us, them drinking our blood, and he talk about the Mexico connection. Also, it's another guy. If you reach out to him, he'll talk to you, too. I reached out to him. His name is George Webb. He remind me of the Gary Webb. He's a white dude. And he'll tell you, like, he tell you when the organ harvesting started amongst the Clintons and stuff. They like eating us. Remember, these people have vampire bloodlines. Going back to Vlad the Impaler, we know Queen Elizabeth is related blood by blood to Vlad the Impaler. They bought Transylvania Allen with Dracula lives. and we thinking this is fairy tales. These people are really witches and wizards, and you got to fight witches and wizards with black with Afro Satanism witches and wizards. Okay, so long story. Yeah, so they America and Mexico been in bed with each other. Most of the heads of government, like in the UN and stuff, they all Manchurian candidates. It's like you can't be a head of any country in the UN unless you down with the, you know, they call it the New World Order, Illuminati. You can't be down with the UN unless you down with their agendas. And so, you know, they overthrow governments, they do coups. That's through the CIA School of Assassin programs. Like, they put drugs, they destabilize the government. You know, that's that whole discovery of doctrine. Like, we discovered your land, and we're going to kill you, rape you, and do whatever to take it. But the program is called Hitler called it Education for Death. And America called it the School of Assassins. And it was a lot of nuns and pastors getting killed for exposing, you know, it's right out of Georgia. I think it's Fort Detrick or something like that. It's a Georgia Army base that the program started out of. And what they do is they train Manchurian candidates to be their candidate to put in political power. And they go to those countries. They rape, you know, they like, if you Google America go and they raping the Iraqi prisons, they're raping the Afghanistan prisons. That's their war tactic for MK Ultra mind control, which is white voodoo, basically.
But you know what? That makes me think about what you're saying, especially about Atlanta, because that can also connect to the whole HIV epidemic going on, the connections. And you guys, I just go to the left with stuff, but it's kind of when you talked about Fort Detrick. And what they were doing and the tactics. That's a whole other tactic right there to exterminate.
Check this shit out. I started out as the nurse for the HIV community. I'm talking about Mariah Revlon was like, she's like the queen of like the transgender community and all that underground stuff. I used to go out and support these people, like my clients and stuff. They invite me to shit, I'll go. I'm telling you, the gay community exactly is a Manchurian community, especially the transgender. 99% of transgenders are government funded. They all receive big ass checks from the government. They know none of them, and 50% of them have HIV. I used to go and give injections on Ward's Island, which they call Randall's Island or Ellis Island, where the transgenders was banned back in the 90s. They didn't let them out yet to the public. They used to do experiments on them in Ward's Island. And me, I'm like, yo, am I a fucking spook? Was I a spook? Because they used to pay me $200 to go give injections on per person to go give injections. On the island, and I go give the injections. I'm a nurse. This is healthcare. I'm giving them what they need, you know, and not thinking, you know, all of the black transgenders are Manchurian candidates. They all been through that. If they white, they would call it the KKK Satanic Super Soldier Program. But if they're black, it's either the MK Ultra, Sunken Place program or the MK Ultra to make a slave or the MK Ultra Super Predator program, you know, and 99% of the serial killers are MK Ultras.
Can you open one moment? I just want to connect someone.
Hey, baby.
What the hell? Hi, you're back on the line. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hold on one second. My baby just came in.
Okay.
Can y'all take her for a moment? Let me finish out this call.
Yeah, wait just a minute.
I wanted to ask her what is...
Is she back on the line? Wait just a minute, okay? Because I wanted to connect you. Okay, hi, Aaliyah. Here's a question for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to tell her thank you. Like, I'm literally blown right now. This is a lot of information I have to learn. But I wanted to, Lucifer, she mentioned something about the transgender community, and you're touching on it, but I want to know kind of what's your opinion or your knowledge about the prep, like everybody, everywhere around in certain areas, I'm noticing when I talk to people, they're saying that the prep drug, the HIV drug is being promoted more. Do you think there's something behind that? Do you think that the HIV rate is really going up, or do you think that people are just, they're just putting people on the medications for a reason?
Well, it's a silent war right now. HIV is going up, especially in the white community. A lot of these deaths and, HIV has gone up a million times, like in the white community. White people are being wiped out with the HIV. And yeah, it's a silent war. They're not talking about it. Well, what I've experienced being a RN for 20-something years, starting out at Grady Hospital and with HIV experiments, I see Black people can live with it longer. Even doing holistic, like I have patients that had HIV for 30-something years. How old am I? 44, like almost 40 years, you know. And a lot of times when these drugs I see as weakening the immune system and messing it up. But the crazy thing about it, you got to remember, when they started giving us HIV like crazy, the babies developed new blood, remember? The babies was being born without HIV. You don't know that? Hello?
What?
You're born without
our blood it. Our blood was switching. The babies switched their own blood. Research that. That's a fact. I was the nurse, back in the 90s, like, yo, because in the 80s, the babies was on all of those. Google ACS guinea pig experiments, and all of the children was on, they was kidnapping the kids for Big Pharma. I call it Big Pharma, the little P-H-A-R-M-A, and Google Big Pharma death clock. It show you how many people killed by vaccines, how many killed by HIV, pharma death clock. It's a silent war. The news is not talking about it, but there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that are geared towards our extermination. That's what that white Mike Adams came and he did that extermination by science of Black children. And when they say science, it's like HIV, medications, vaccines. That's science. That's what they call science. So what the babies switched their blood. So a lot of the babies had HIV mothers. And when after the 80s, the 90s, babies came out HIV free. And I had to make sure the babies like didn't develop it later on. I had thousands of clients. All the babies was born HIV free. So the babies, like, that's how powerful our melanin is. Because I'm like, how the hell the babies switched their blood? Like in the 80s, all of the babies was born damn near dead.
True.
Yes, they did.
Are you still here? Can you hear me?
Yes.
This might be, I hope this is not off the topic, but I met
someone. Stem cells cure HIV and cancer and sickle cell. Stem cells.
Okay. See, that was my next question, because I know a person who is around giving Black men in the LGBT community steroids, saying that the steroids is keeping them alive and they don't have to take their meds. So when you see a lot of gay people that are buff, they're on steroids, but they could be positive. Do you know anything about that? Any truth to that? Or I just
we
found
had
that
this
really
medication.
Weird.
I have to find out what it was. It was turning HIV patients that was all emaciated. We call it wasting syndrome. It was turning them into 50 Cent with the muscles. Like, it was crazy. Is this one medication? Yes. It was. I was seeing. It was so crazy because I was seeing some of my clients in the club, and I'm like, hey, what you doing in here? Because they were just dying like a couple of months ago. Now they all buff with muscles. And it's a medication. You got a comment box. I could give you the comment. I could put it in the comment box later on. But it's one medication that was, so it's possible. It is possible. And working with our melanin, anything is possible. I'm learning. I'm telling you, I was a spook. I was all for the medical system. I was all for vaccines. I was the type of person to be like, oh, they just fell through the cracks. Oh, God, it's just fraud, waste, and abuse. I was one of those people. Like I said, I was a former spook. Like, I was complicit with this healthcare system, family court system. You know, the if you see me, I got mad political figures around me. I helped Nicki Minaj's mother, Carol Mirage. You're going to see us. I helped her get her 501c3 for her foundation. I helped Kelly Rutherford get her 501c3, and I named her organization. And Kim Kardashian mother and them came to our launch, our opening. I was part of
then you know what? Whole. In that case, then we should do some connections to get it out here popping too. Because we need to grow this energy that's what's going on. Because
Yes. What's
very interesting, this went from talking about ritualistic pedophilia, then connected to HIV, then connected to, you know, the various, the energy that's happened before, Dietrich. And the interesting part of it is that it's all connected. It's like
Yes. A
domino effect. You know what I mean? And so.
All interlinked.
And we only have a couple more minutes, but I'm glad that you called in. Please email me so we can connect.
I set my time. I was sleeping. But I wanted to talk about the ritualistic pedophilia, definitely. And
Yeah. Remind
you, all of the transgender programs is all MK Ultra. They all get government checks. They all get government funding. And they doing all type of sodomy. They call it what? Titanium tunnels? What, Alyssa Cole, they call it? The tunnels to put in demonic possession and mental illness, and I've been witnessing them programs for over 15 years.
Wow!
So
can you hear me
real quick? Yes.
Can you hear me?
We only have three more minutes.
Oh God! Oh, we gotta wait till the next show, man. Gosh, this is so good.
Well,
I'm
Aaliyah Holland on Facebook Messenger. You can call me there. I'm Aaliyah RN on Instagram. You can inbox me and call me there if you have any more questions. But we definitely, and I really called in because I have this habit of I wanted to join forces and put the energy out on that Patello, that Daniel Patello that killed Eric Garner.
Yes.
I wanted to work with your energy to, because they put, Staten Island is no mob, is no mafia, all of their mafia police, it's so crazy.
Yes, it is.
The police.
Yes, it is.
And they all went into the police force. It's so crazy because the NYPD arrested me last year, August, because, you know, I'm outspoken. So I had $5 million worth of cops on me for, they say, $150 traffic ticket that came out back into the system 8 years later. I had over $5 million worth of cops on me. The fire department, the ambulance is down with the whole torture programs that they doing when they arrest you, because they doing in torture techniques like they did on the Central Park Five on everybody. That's the part of that stop and frisk. That's a part of that stop and frisk. You know, that whole shit where they touching you, attacking you, soul snatching you, harnessing your energy, vamping on you. That's that whole, they put it into systems. That's what I break down in my new book. All of these different systems of policies. I call them social justice concentration camps. All of these things that are supposed to make us better is making us worse. And how they how they getting us inside their cells, their cages, and stopping frisking us. You know when they stopping frisking us, they planting shit on us. I seen them, they planted something on my girlfriend. She was 8 months pregnant. Still no drinking, no drugs. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't care if people do. I just don't. And they planted drugs on, they doing it to women, men. So, I had called in because they arrested me last year. And then I was putting out a little prayer and I see they dropping like flies, killing themselves, and a lot of them is killing themselves because they being Epstein got arrested. They know what's going on. A lot of NYPD and FBI are dual agents.
So we have 60 seconds, and
they dual agents and they trafficking children.
Thank you for calling in. You informed us like a motherfucker. This is Wayward Renegade Witches.
And if they commit suicide, they keep their pension. Sorry. If they commit suicide, they keep their pension. I love you, girl.
So
keep doing what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Thank you. This is where Renegade Witches. Oh.